Welcome to Marvel.
Yeah, turn me up. Welcome into the show, Marvel Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm back after a 1 week absence. Again, the games in matchups last week just didn't really affect the playoff picture. Today we have a large agenda to go over. I'm not going to be doing the traditional studs and duds, matchup of the week, or even going over last week's matchups. Obviously we know, you know, who performed well this week. Taylor had herself an epic week. Of course, right? Last game of the year. And as we just talked about in the chat, feels real bad when your team performs really well. And, you're already eliminated. So four game win streak for me is all for nothing. But turns out I wasn't even close to the Build-A-Bear Bowl after all that whining, complaining. Now, there's some sort of law that would state if I didn't do all that whining and complaining, would I be this far away from the bear, from the last place punishment? I guess we'll never know, because if I was in the same situation next year, you're going to hear some whining, complaining, especially when my team was pretty good this year. But overall, just a great year for our league. The new additions of Greg and Matt, just so happy with those guys. I appreciate you. And now you kind of get a taste of what this league is about. Tom's second year, he's rolling. And yeah, I just thought this year went really smooth. Huge agenda to talk about today. I don't expect the show to go longer than usual, but after the agenda, the opening agenda, we will get to the playoff, or my playoff predictions. I'll go game by game. I'm not going to go like player by player, who's got the better running back, who's got the better wide receiver. Nothing like that. But I, at the end of this podcast, I will choose my winner of the Marvel Fantasy Football League, and that person will get strapped up with the championship belt and some cash. So, man, I went to bed last night so depressed in my big money league. Maybe you guys can, you know, a lot happened last night. Two Monday Night Football games. So in your other leagues, I know this league was pretty much wrapped up, but maybe in your other leagues there were some playoff implications. And for me, my big money car wash league, $100 buy-in, you know, I lost my matchup. I needed to win to get in. I played the number one team in the league and I lost. Put up a good week, but not good enough. So I needed a loss from Juan, who's in that league, if you remember our old league mate Juan. And I needed him to lose. And he had the Dolphins DST. And long story short, he was beating his opponent most of the night. Obviously, of course, the way your DST performs the way you want it to is a pick six. So I don't know if it was a pick six or a fumble recovery. I was playing basketball last night. But long story short, the Dolphins get a touchdown on defense, so I think it's completely over. It's 5 minutes to go in the Titans game. The Titans aren't going to put up two touchdowns to win the game. And sure enough, I wake up this morning, and they pulled it off. The Titans upset the Dolphins in the final 2.5 minutes, and you know, started taking points away from Juan's DST. So long story short, a backdoor entry for your boy, Mr. Fahrenheit. In that league, I am the Reaper. So yeah, just I'm on cloud nine. I'm happy it worked out, which does bring me to my first point of the agenda. First of all, congratulations to Greg, Josh, Matt, Tom, Elliot, and Gage, all headed to the playoffs. Not a huge surprise. Again, these were pretty much set in stone last week. You know, I know Tom had like a 99% chance. That would have meant not just certain people winning and losing, but also a ridiculous amount of points scored. I didn't really dive into who needed what to get in, but it was always going to be Tom after last week. So congratulations to everybody. We have another congratulations to Greg, who is going to be taking home the most points bonus, most regular season points scored with the, here we go, Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb stack. So he gets a bonus, $25. I wish it was more, but we're going to talk about that here coming up with the possibly bumping up the league dues. First and foremost, let's get down to the story we've been tracking all year long, the backup quarterback position in the NFL, or even just the quarterback position in general. Man, it is getting ugly. Weeks ago on the pod, we've been tracking. I remember back when I thought there was a lot of quarterbacks injured and out, there was eight of them out. I mean, we're up to like 15 starting quarterbacks out. And how about three more backups playing this week? There's backups to the backups playing. You have the Vikings, who obviously lost Kirk Cousins. They go to Josh Dobbs. He looks like a Jeremy Lin type player where, you know, the magic's gone for Josh Dobbs. So the Vikings are on their third string quarterback, Nick Mullins. You got the Chargers now. No Justin Herbert. Looks like he's going to be gone for the remainder of the season. We already know about the Browns situation, Deshaun Watson out for the season. They turned to PJ Walker. They benched him. Then they went to DTR. He can't throw the ball. They are now on their fourth string quarterback, Joe Flacco, who this is the rare scenario of, you know what? Maybe Joe is better for the offense. Maybe not better than Deshaun Watson, but he's a good backup quarterback who can sustain fantasy value. We're talking, I don't think the Browns are going to win a Super Bowl, Joe Flacco, but for fantasy value, anybody with Amari Cooper, stuff like that, you know, Jerome Ford, maybe they can hold some value there. Now, same thing with the Jets with Zach Wilson. You know, does he count as the fourth string quarterback? Because you got Aaron Rodgers who went out, then Zach played. He got benched for Tim Boyle. So technically Tim Boyle is the third string quarterback. Now they're back to Zach Wilson. And I think he's better for the Jets. He always was. And I think the media and maybe some fans, not really Jets fans from what I know, clamoring for Zach Wilson to get benched when he was the best option all along. I can't believe how many media outlets were saying, oh, you could have went out and got Josh Dobbs and he was available and blah, blah, blah. Well, how does that look now? It turns out that the Jets coaching staff, they did the right thing. They gave their number two pick the entire season when he wasn't supposed to get this opportunity. They said, hey, you know, it's earlier than we expected, but you are on this team, so we're going to lean on you. And, you know, there was just a lot of fire for that, and it looks like he's the better option right now, remainder of the season. So still a lot of backup quarterbacks going right now, and it's really going to affect the fantasy playoffs. Next on the agenda, the divisions. Obviously, we're going to do a vote in the offseason, but the three divisions come out clean once again. I don't see any issues, and not only clean, they were clean last week. So all the teams that deserve to be in the playoffs are currently in. It's not like anybody like scored the number one points in the league and didn't get in. It's not like someone, played really, really well in their division and didn't get in. Look at the entire X-Men division. All of them are in. And that's how this is supposed to work. Win your division and in. But after that, if you play fantasy football really well, you will still get in the playoffs. So as of right now, it is looking like this three division set still working out. I am more than willing to change it to one division if we want to just kind of clean it up. But if you guys are enjoying this, you know, again, we'll take a vote. You got the entire X-Men division making the playoffs. Josh and Elliot, the powerhouses of their divisions, getting a bye. It worked out perfect, to be honest. You know, I have another sample size in my big money car wash league. We also have three divisions, and that league also worked out. There was a scenario that I was really keeping my eye on weeks ago where I thought a division winner was going to not only get into the playoffs, but get like a three seed and maybe not deserve it. But after the last 2 weeks came to fruition, everything worked out perfect. Ended up getting the last playoff spot. I don't deserve anything more than that last playoff spot. My team has been underperforming. I didn't even win this week, but I did end at 8-6, and that deserves a playoff spot. And the first person out of the playoffs was Juan in that league, and he's 7-7. So again, once again, the three divisions works out. But again, we can go ahead and vote on that, and no hard feelings at all. If you guys want to go to one division, we can. So, you know, think about it in the off season and we'll check on that. Two topics to vote for in the off season is the, you know, one division or three divisions and the league fee. Talking to most of you on the side, it is time to bump up the league fee. And in doing so, you're bringing the league up. You're escalating. There's a lot of content to be had in this league with the chat, the podcast, the side text. I mean, I'm texting a lot of you guys about this league, and I feel like the effort that's put into this beautiful league is, the payout isn't matching it. So I want whoever wins to get more money. And I know it's not about the money. It's more about the stakes. I want it to feel different. Like Greg getting the most points, that's a really good achievement. That's hard to do, and he only gets $25, which is his money back for this league. But I'd be pushing more for the $50 range. I think it's at least worth that. And I want it to feel like a huge payout when people do win. And I wouldn't change the payout structure. You know, I'm not giving third place money or anything like that, unless you guys really wanted to. But I think most points and then first and second place should really be rewarded. So we'll talk about league fee in the off season as well. And gets us to the last point on the agenda before we head into the playoff primer. That's going to be Alicia taking home the last place, not trophy, but teddy bear. So she is going to be taking a large, I think she gets it. But to be specific, Alicia, have to take a large stuffed animal to a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant with a waitress or waiter, and have lunch, dinner, breakfast alone in a restaurant with that bear. I don't mind if you say, hey, I lost fantasy football. I mean, that's part of it. You can tell people that. But you need to be alone. You need to pull up to that restaurant alone. Your family can't be sitting, you know, a table away, and then you take a picture and rejoin them. So have the waiter or waitress take a picture of you eating a meal with the bear. You don't have to buy the bear a meal. Just eat your meal with the bear. That's it. At our sit-down restaurant, have the waiter or waitress take a photo. We'll love you for it, and you'll be the first one to perform a last-place punishment properly, and I can't wait for next year. We'll also have to decide if we want to just keep the teddy bear as our identity of the league or if we want to go ahead and switch it. But it's going to be Alicia this year. The tables have turned. An unbelievable season last year all the way down to the bottom this year, but better days ahead for Unleash the Beast next year. So that's the entire agenda for the Marvel Fantasy Football League as the regular season wraps up. So without any further ado, let's get to this year's 2023 playoff primer. All right, folks, let's get into it. One of my favorite exercises to do, whether I'm a playoff team or not, but as a playoff team, congratulations, it's fun to be in the playoffs, but it's even more fun to see who you do not have to face in the playoffs. And I'm talking football players, obviously, but let's take a look at the six managers' teams that the playoff teams will not have to face. Starting, for example, Jason's team. Those six playoff teams that are currently in will not have to worry about the Tua and Waddle stack from Jason's team. So not a bad little stack there. They had a couple boom weeks together, and you won't have to worry about that stack. How about Alicia's team? Those six playoff teams do not have to worry about Lamar Jackson and Travis Kelce. So everybody in the playoffs, you know, whoever your tight end is, that tight end gets bumped up a little bit because Travis Kelce is out of the playoffs. How about you guys don't have to worry about Debo Samuel, my Debo Samuel, who's been on fire, Alvin Kamara, and Jahmyr Gibbs. That trio is out of the playoffs. You will not have to face them. How about this one? You guys do not have to face Taylor's Josh Allen and Christian McCaffrey. Huge megastars there for Taylor's team, out of the playoffs. You no longer have to worry about CMC getting multiple touchdowns every single week. How about Roach's team? Saquon Barkley, Keenan Allen, which at this point, with maybe no Justin Herbert, isn't a bad thing. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who just had a really bad week, probably one of the worst weeks of his career. That's not going to happen again. So congratulations to the six playoff teams. You do not have to play Amon-Ra St. Brown. You don't have to play against them. How about this team, Chick's team? Patrick Mahomes. I know he hasn't been Mahomes from yesteryear, but Patrick Mahomes is out. Travis Etienne, George Kittle, who's been on fire, and Jamar Chase. Playoff teams do not have to worry about Mahomes, Etienne, Kittle, or Jamar Chase. So just a cool little exercise. Those are some of the top 2 to 4 best players on the teams that are out of the playoffs. So pretty cool to see that you don't have to worry about some of those guys. Obviously, a lot of big names that are going to be in the playoffs that you do have to worry about. Let's get into the playoff bracket and my picks. So first of all, I want to say that I can't believe there's still at least like 10 people per week that are listening to this podcast that don't even belong in this league. Shout out to those people. I don't know what kind of fantasy information you're getting out of this podcast, but I appreciate you. This podcast is literally, you're not getting any type of fantasy value from this podcast. This one is always one of my favorites of the year to do, a playoff primer. I mean, I'm not even going over studs and duds, matchups, pretty much no analysis at all. This is very league centric. But if you're still listening and you don't belong in this league, shout out to you. And if I know who you are, send me a message just to, I just want to thank you. I did post this podcast on Instagram a couple times in the last couple of years. So maybe random people are listening at this point, but if you are and you know me, hit me up. So let's get to the bracket. So we got chicken tendies taking on the bye week. This is a tough one for me, but I am going chicken tendies at 12-2 on the season. First playoff matchup for real. Pillar of Fire 8-6 taking on Robert Saleh's Hater Society. And the official pick is in. Now, I think Jalen Hurts had a tough game last week against Dallas. I do think he turns it around on the road in Seattle. He's always good for a rushing touchdown. But the health and concern of Justin Jefferson at this point, they have a Saturday game. Supposedly, he should be okay to play, but he's truly questionable. And obviously, a lot of other injuries on Tom's team with Ramondre Stevenson out with that high ankle sprain. The official pick is in. I can't go against the, here we go, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb stack. Robert Saleh's Hater Society, Greg, who has a 59% chance, according to ESPN. I think it's even maybe a little greater than that. I'm taking Greg's team to push forward and win this first round matchup, eliminating Tom. Our next matchup is going to be a big one. Dixie Normus Gage taking on the Teddy Bears. Matty Rivers, who seems to be catching fire again after a small skid. He's got the health of his players all back. And how about this quarterback matchup that we'll be watching? Gage's Brock Purdy taking on the Arizona Cardinals. That's a fire matchup for Brock Purdy. Taking on Matt Stafford, who's caught fire. How many times have I said caught fire in the last 30 seconds? Matt Stafford, who he has the Stafford and Kupp connection. That's going to be fun to watch. I just think, it's going to come down to Isaiah Pacheco. Is he going to be able to play for Gage's team? We'll see. If so, he's going to go ahead and slide him in, probably taking the place of Justin Watson, who's in his lineup right now. It looks like Gage has not set his lineup yet. So his the line of 100 projected fantasy points is going to be wrong. He will be projected for more. As of this point, they give the Teddy Bears a 57% chance. I'm assuming once Gage sets his lineup, that number is going to go down to probably about 53% chance for the Teddy Bears. And in this matchup, the official pick is in. I'm a little worried about Stefon Diggs, who hasn't really been a part of the game plan for the Buffalo Bills, and they've been winning, and they're taking on the Dallas Cowboys this week. I know it is a home game. Maybe Stefon Diggs gets back on track for Gage, but I'm going, with the complete health right now of Maddie's team. They're all back and he started 7-0. I'm going Matty Rivers, the Teddy Bears, to move forward and eliminate Gage. And then we have In the Hunt taking on the bye week, and I will take Elliott to just squeak by that bye week to get through the next round. So the next round would leave us with the Chicken Tendies taking on Robert Saleh's Hater Society. Chicken Tendies, you know, 12-2, unbelievable season. Again, I praised him throughout the year for handling the Nick Chubb injury and doing what he had to do to go get Austin Eckler from Jason. And I think he did a really well, really good job managing his team this year to get to this point. Not just a playoff team. He was a dominant regular season team. The official pick is in, though. I am going Greg Noonan, Robert Saleh's Hater Society. I'm a little concerned what Josh is going to do at the quarterback position with no Justin Herbert. It's funny because Justin Herbert already wasn't playing very well anyway. So maybe there's a silver lining here. Maybe at this point, streaming quarterback is going to be better than a healthy Justin Herbert. But Justin Herbert's going to be done for the year. And as of this point, you know, I'm sure he'll make some moves, but he has Jake Browning in as his starting quarterback, and I just can't see the stack again of Dak and CeeDee Lamb losing to Jake Browning. And I know obviously Josh has other players, and we'll have to monitor the health of Josh Jacobs, who's questionable for this upcoming week, but maybe by 2 weeks from now he will be fully healthy. And who knows, maybe Austin Eckler is fully back. Remains to be seen. He had a pretty good week this past week. So I will still take the official pick of Greg moving on to the championship. Now, the next matchup, man, I stared at this one for a while. Again, I can't see the player matchups 2 weeks from now. They're not showing me. I'd have to go through each player, click their name, and see who they're playing. And it gives me no type of stats on, you know, if it's a good matchup, bad matchup. I know pretty much from memory now what team you can throw on, what team you can run on, but it would take too long to go through that. Very even matchup here between the Teddy Bears and In the Hunt, and I'm actually gonna go, man, this one was hard. Elliott has Tyreek Hill. It's always hard to bet against Tyreek Hill, but from what I saw at the beginning of the season from Maddie's team, when healthy, he has one of the best wide receiver rooms with Pittman, Evans. Now Cooper Kupp is back. He's got elite running backs, and I think he's going to do well in streaming that quarterback position. He might go back and forth between Stafford and Justin Fields. I'm taking Maddie to move on to the championship, which would mean it would be a newcomer championship between Greg and Maddie, our two newest members of the league, facing off, and this one is tough. I looked at it over and over again. You know, what's Zach Moss going to do? I mean, this was a great build by Greg, the hero RB. He's done it all year, and he lucked out with Jonathan Taylor going on IR, and Zach Moss is back in the fold as his running back too, but didn't really perform last week, kind of turning back into a pumpkin here, but he's been good all year, so there's no reason for me to expect that Zach Moss can't get it done against the Las Vegas Raiders in Week 17. So with that said, I'm going to go Greg Noonan as this year's champion, the 2023 Marvel Fantasy Football Champion, just barely edging out Maddie. And I'm talking, it's going to be under 9-point win for Greg versus Maddie. Lock it down, lock it in, stone cold lead pipe lock. I'll kind of review all this and type it up and put it in the chat, and you guys can make fun of me for getting this completely wrong after the playoffs are done. But congratulations to Greg for winning the championship. We don't even have to play. So that's gonna do it for this week's episode. Hopefully you guys had fun listening to this one. I like wrapping up the season, but there will be two more podcasts coming at the end of the season after the finals are concluded. I'll come on the show on Tuesday like I always do after the Monday night game, and we'll congratulate our new champion. We'll make sure they get paid out and get that belt to them. I have the belt, so that means it will be a speedy delivery. I want whoever wins to enjoy their championship right away. That means money. That means championship. Belt around your waist, and we'll have two more episodes that'll include the what went right, what went wrong for each and every one of your teams. It's always fun to just kind of take a step back and look at what we could have done better and what we did do well, whether it's on the draft board or in season. So thanks for listening to this week's episode. Enjoy the playoffs, those of you that are in it, those of you that are in the playoffs in other leagues. You know, send me text, hit up the chat. Let's talk fantasy football. We got 3 more weeks of it and then it's gone. So, you know, soak it in. We'll see you on the other side. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great week.